What up?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday or Friday?
No, happy Friday, man.
It's always a happy Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
We're talking first world problems.
We're writing our own movie here, right?
Ooh. Are you insinuating that's, what we're going to talk about today?
It's called a segue.
It is a segue. It is good, man. And we've had a little bit of a productive but not easiest day today. And hey, you know what? Not to speak on that. It's probably for a different day. But
business as usual. You got shit to deal with.
It is, yeah. You know, and it's just, I tell you what, protecting like your core and protecting individuals that do the right thing are important. Mm-hmm. And we're going to leave it at that, you know. And it's nice to have a little bit of disclosure with the team and not air everything so they feel safe.
That's right.
So I don't think we're just blabbing everything on here. So we're going to leave it at that. But man, just a couple hard decisions today that were super productive and ultimately in the long run are going to be great. And it protects brand and culture and standard. Uh-huh. But that's, you know, at the same time, still have fun. And you know what? It kind of gives a segue into today because we mentioned it last week and I've heard it on Joe Rogan. I think Joe Rogan has like a highlight video about it. You know, one of the guys I look up to, Tosh, Crooked Butterfly, he's been talking about it. And I think it's popular enough that people are talking about it. I don't think it's so popular that anyone is biting anyone's style. So like when I heard, you know, Tosh talk about it, that's not for me to say that, oh, he heard it on someone else's podcast or he's taking it from Joe Rogan. Not at all. I think it's a great analogy, and I think it's important to talk about, but I think it's still fresh enough to where, you know, it does originate from other people individually, and it's a great one. And just what we're getting into today, guys, and if you can't keep watching on Facebook and it's hard to watch live and you're busy or you're in traffic or whatever it may be, iTunes, we've been getting a ton of downloads there, a ton of comments and some really cool stuff. And so if you guys can go to iTunes or Spotify or YouTube, please do. But a great one today. Let's get into that topic because, when I watch podcasts, I don't like hearing about their cold pizza they ate this morning or like the big poop someone took. Man, it kind of pisses me off.
Even though we literally had a story about that.
We did, but it was a funny story. Right? However, I want to go back to it. Today's topic is being the star of your own movie and or writing your own book. It's, you know, however you want to look at it. If you kind of see yourself as a movie star, if you can envision yourself as a movie star, you know, being the main role in that and taking charge or... If you kind of see yourself more in like a book, I know some books or movies, I don't want to really get stuck in the weeds on how you talk about it. The reason why I'm mentioning both is because, well, we've heard both. Some people say, hey, write your own story. Stop reading and start writing. That's a big one. And then being the star of your own movie. And here's my thing. We've got an interesting take on it today. This is one of the topics that we can speak on where we don't really hear an opposing side. Everyone is like, yeah, that's what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, be the star of your own movie. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hey, man, stop reading. Start writing. Like, yeah. Hell yeah. But we still don't see a lot of people doing that.
Yes.
And it just makes you wonder, like, why?
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into that. I know you got some notes. Mm-hmm. I got some notes. I'm sure this silly camera is on my silly ass right now, so I guess I'll start. But a couple things that come to mind that I'll kind of feed and lay up to you and see if they're similar to yours.
Sure.
You and I had a super busy morning. We were separated this morning. Shame, right?
Terrible, man. Oh, it's terrible.
Separated. So we haven't necessarily collaborated notes in pre-plan, but I think that's sometimes good. So first things that come to mind for me when it's why everyone is so supportive and in agreement of that topic, but you still don't see that many people doing it. Mm-hmm. Here's my thing. You know, it's the accountability and it's the responsibility to it, just like everything else, right? Like, I think having to, you know, find more actors, like let's dial this down. Let's have like an analogy of like an actual movie, right?
Right,
like, all right, you gotta do a casting call and get all your actors and your stars and co-stars and who's gonna support you. And I think literally Sylvester Stallone did that for Rocky. He wrote that damn thing and he was the star. So, but now you gotta find other people, right? And then you got to make sure the storyline is entertaining for the masses so it actually does good at the box office, right? And then you've got to hire and you've got to fire and you've got to find places to film. And you got to film and it's got to go right and you've got funding behind that and everything's got to go well and it's all on you.
Well, and then, and that's
hold the, on a minute.
Well, hold on. You took a break.
No, I swallowed you took a breath. My whiskey.
I know. I got
to
get in
hold
it.
Hold on. Make this last thought out. Knucklehead's Friday. We're trying
this
to fight each
funny.
Other. But here's my thing. And I want you to have this context before you mention it because I think it's a good thought. So everybody, again, is so concerned with like, oh, my story's got to be a good story. And I got to have the right people in the movie. Right? So it's popular. When in reality, hey, this movie's not for everyone. It's for you.
Right.
But so I think the hard part with that analogy, right, is like, oh, be the star of your own movie. Start writing, stop reading, and write your own book. It's like that analogy we tend to identify with, like, the reality of a movie. And, well, who wants to watch that? Mm-hmm. And who wants to read that? And it can derail you and kind of, like, cloud the idea that, hey, no one's watching per se. No one's reading per se. It's, hey, this is your movie for you. Mm-hmm. So a little different. And I think, again, between that and everyone worried about what everyone else is going to think of their movie and that it's going to be so good right from the get-go, and the responsibility and accountability that falls on that, mm-hmm. as much as everyone knows, like, that's what to do, won't do it, right?
Why I like this movie analogy is because so many people can relate to it. Everyone watches movies or read books or whatever. And when you look at the actual... past the production side of it and into the actual movie and the storyline, all of the best movies have really in-depth character development, right? Where you learn the history of the character, and a lot of times they go through struggles as children, right? And the character develops and turns into the quote-unquote, like, star character that they are now. And then what happens in the movie is there's some sort of obstacle that they're trying to accomplish. There's some sort of mission that they're on. There's some sort of tragic thing that happens that mm-hmm. they then need to climb out of, right? And then as they're climbing out of that, they're learning and they're struggling, but then, you know, the action star is, he's kicking ass, and then once you get 3/4 of the way through the movie, he meets a supervillain and gets his ass whooped, right? Or someone, a main character dies or something.
Eli, I never got my ass whooped in that movie. I'm kidding.
And that, but you know what I mean? So there's that pinnacle of that, I don't know, like the protagonist and the antagonist. There's a supervillain. You always got to overcome that, right? And then at the end, everything kind of settles and you learn kind of what's coming up next. Unless it's a Marvel movie and then you wait till the credits and then you find out, ah, they're still fucked because something else happens. But... having that understanding efforts. That what makes a good movie are the obstacles.
Right.
Plain and simple. It's the obstacles that make a good movie. If you're to watch a movie where nothing happens and it's just good stuff the whole time, that's a boring movie, man.
And you're so fortunate. No, I get it. And so then what about people that are like, hey, man, I didn't have a bad childhood. I went to school. I did what my parents said. I got good grades, went to college, like, you know what I mean?
You're dealing with shit now.
You are, especially like, and again, this whole day $1.00, this is geared toward entrepreneurs, younger audiences that are thinking about going and doing things, and they maybe want to be an entrepreneur younger, but maybe you should go do some other shit and learn. Like, I wasn't an entrepreneur, quote unquote, until I was 33, mm-hmm. right? Like, I was under a company number two at 30 to 32, 33, you know, and then with you at 33, now 34, you know, so I went and did a ton of things that made me better and gave me context to what I do now. You know, so it's for that younger crowd of like, hey, you don't have to be a 19-year-old entrepreneur. There's a ton of shit you can go do in life and gain experience and then go be that. Or if you just are that, like you were, hey, that's okay too. Or just people that are really trying to climb and become successful within corporate America and climb those ranks, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. But definitely this whole day $1.00 is geared toward people that are trying to figure out a way to enhance whatever aspect of their life that they're trying to enhance, business specifically here and personal life here, and want that chase. And if you have that chase in you, even though your life was fortunate, you don't have much that happened to you, well, you're still starting at day $1.00 for some phase. Mm-hmm. And then just maybe that's where your movie starts.
And even if you had started there and you're not literally at day $1.00, what I like and what I associate that with is that you and I, every day, man, we try and have that day $1.00 mentality as mm-hmm. if it's day one, as if we have no money to do anything with, man, yeah. which keeps us creative. It keeps us humble. It keeps us motivated and pushing forward.
That was your marijuana Joe Rogan creative side coming out. When you and I first talked about this, I was literal as shit, man. I was like, no, hey, when you told me that, I was like, hey, man, that is so creative. I love it. But I meant like I was literally day one at $0.00 because I had made no money.
Right.
And I was at day one of studying and I'm in a pantry. Mm. But I'm glad we've got both because there is a literal sense to starting over. But then there's also this part of like, hey, once you do get going and you're super successful, how do you keep that momentum? How do you keep grounded? Well, just imagine like, hey, man, like the past doesn't speak for you. Even yesterday, like, it's what you do today that matters, and every single day is day one, dollar zero. Yes. You got to keep the mentality. I really appreciated that perspective on it.
Bro, that's because yours sounded great, and if I were being literal, it would have been day one, negative $70,341.
Oh,
that
shit.
That doesn't sound quite as good as day one, dollar zero.
It sounds better.
I'm like, shit, man, I'd love to be a dollar zero.
No, and that's a great perspective. But again, it's also, you know, I was only speaking to the literal, hey, anyone at day one, dollar zero right now. But what about people that are successful, but maybe they're trying to get more? Hey, having the mentality of day one, dollar zero, every single day, day in and day out, earn your keep.
You're not too good. Phenomenal. You're not too good for people. You know, still talk to the little guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's a ton of good stuff behind that name, man.
Ton of good stuff.
I think that clicks with a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so too. So what are your perspectives on that, man, as far as, so that's my opinion, right? Mm-hmm. Cliff notes so far is the accountability and responsibility. And then when people start thinking about, oh, a movie, okay, I'm the star of my own movie, and then, oh, I'm writing my own book, they're thinking about everyone else reading it or watching it, maybe prior to themselves, or they're thinking what they would like to read, or they're thinking what they would like to watch, versus just documenting what the hell it is. And then, hey, maybe you're not the hero yet. Maybe you're,
dude,
you know what I mean? But I think it's hindering, because now it's like, well, nobody wants to watch my shit, or I don't have cool friends, or I don't have the fancy suit and a lot of money yet. And they're trying to make it maybe so romantic. And dude, I know we've talked about pretenders before, no disrespect, because I know we've all had days of insecurity. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to talk bad about anybody, but days of insecurity and fake it till you make it and pretend and look a status quo that you're not yet. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's with the internet being so transparent, you can't afford to do that anymore. And secondly, you're really doing an injustice to yourself with your own integrity and honesty, but you're also doing a disservice to everyone that maybe wants to be like you or that's similar to you, where, you know, you're the average guy, or you're not fancy yet, but that climb that you show, you're doing people a disservice if you don't show that, because now what people do watch is just everyone that's already made it. And we've got literally several reviews on iTunes. We've gotten DMs from people that, like, hey, these guys aren't accomplishing astronomical amounts of things where they're like unrelatable. These are not Grant Cardones. No, you're right. And I'd love to be there one day. Mm-hmm. However, how fortunate we are to document everything we do, like during the week and stuff with Fat, and just documenting the ups and downs and the struggles. And dude, just that video we just had to send our team right now, not fun, but documenting those things. And then, you know, in addition to that, just having, you know, the idea of a podcast. So just things that we've learned from the Joe Rogans and the Gary Vaynerchuks and just watching what people are doing and having that foresight of how we could apply it so early on. It's a phenomenal tool as long as you're documenting. You're not trying to just come out of the woodwork and put $20 boosting a video and pretending like you're something that you're not yet for probably another 20 years.
And dude, that's a good point, because, you know, one of my points down here was, you know, all great actors, man, all of the best ones, man, maybe not all, but, you know, so I know someone's going to comment about, well, this guy didn't do it. But for the most part, most great actors started as an amazing supporting character. And I think that's one thing that people have to be okay with. And like you said, you weren't a, you know, true entrepreneur, as you said. And I know, you know, you were doing entrepreneurial shit way before anything. You probably just didn't recognize it, or you don't want to give yourself that credit because you're the kind of guy who you are.
I just kept getting fired until I was like, oh, wait, I should just run. No, I'm kidding.
But being a good supporting actor, and that's part of that character development stage. And that's part of, like what Will said, like, maybe you're an entrepreneur, but maybe you're 19 and you just got to go try a bunch of shit, and you got to go work for people. And, you know, if you're wanting to be a photographer, and you go work for a photographer for free for 3 years.
Yeah.
And just be that supporting actor.
And just understand that that's your story. So if we are using this analogy, right?
Like,
very few people get the star role from right out the gate.
And the ones that do, Napoleon Dynamite.
Gone. Done.
He's fucked.
Home Alone.
Yeah. Fucked.
Screwed.
Yeah.
You gotta say screwed, not effed, because we're trying to promote these videos.
He can do that.
I know.
We'll do later where I'm just like, screwed.
No.
And then we can
for
put
those
it
of
over.
You that know, if there's like kid butts on art, you can't promote your videos.
Apparently,
if
they
you
can
say
censor
fuck,
art, right?
You can't promote your videos. It's got to be bleeped out.
YouTube gave a shit
art
specific. I literally talked to YouTube on the phone. Yeah, because I'm glad you brought that up.
You got YouTube on the phone?
Yeah, you believe that? people, I got YouTube on the phone, and because we were running sponsored ads on there, and they wouldn't approve them. And we'd even put edited sponsored ads on there with no cursing, and they still blocked it. And I got on the phone with them, and they said it was because of the, and I quote,
nudity.
Disturbing imagery. and then I was like, what they are you talking
peeing
about?
On dumpsters.
I'm like, it's just Will. Like, he's not that disturbing.
Hey.
And she specifically said, no, there's naked children on the artwork behind him. And I'm like, oh, that Banksy photo with the little kid butt that's drawn with a pencil.
Well, and here's the deal. I'm like, hey, girls are naked. Girls show nipples transparently through Instagram now. And but maybe they're not paying for promotions where it's different. Yeah. I digress. Hey, Facebook, we love you, dude. It's all good. Instagram, YouTube, it's all good. Hey, look, and here's the deal.
We're playing the game.
Well, we still get freedom of speech, man. They don't want the cussing on there. Hey, cool. They don't want the booties on. Hey, cool. There's still freedom of speech. We're still able to do what we can and adapt to that and move forward. And cool, man, I don't have pride to this painting covered up. Let's move forward. But, you know, let's get back to like, so this whole co-star thing, I get it. Like, hey, don't be a co-star in someone else's movie, like be yours. But I also think there's preparation and time and just getting comfortable in your own skin. And if we're looking at this from the perspective of a movie star and just the career and the phases that someone goes through, most of them, right, they're not stars right out of the gate.
And that's why I like the word supporting actor.
However you want to say
that's
it, right?
Because that's exactly what you are, and you need to embrace. You need to be okay with that.
Yeah.
Understanding that, yes, this is part of the character development and you're building your own story here, but then...
Or if you... Let's keep it to a single movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a hero yet, or they're not the star of the basketball team yet, or they are, but they get injured.
You're Spider-Man getting beat up in high school before you get bit by the spider.
Yeah, right. So just understand the phases of movies and how they work, and then you just got to understand the phases that you're in. And I think however long that takes you before you take charge and be the star of your own movie, like, I'm okay with that, man. I don't want to, you know, speculate and tell someone when to do that and this and that, because, again, man, a lot of what I did, like, I had control of my life, and I was focused on, you know, being a focal point, but I also knew I had a lot of learning to do before I go opening my mouth or being some star or whatnot. Not that I was thinking of this analogy, you know, 10 years ago, but looking back on it, I think as long as you're just taking control of what you're doing and you're being productive and progressive with what you want, like you are gonna have that shining moment, right? Yeah. Where you're confident of, you know, stepping up and then taking that lead role. I just, man, I get so saddened when people negate that phase. Or, you know, for people that are already famous or already rich or already wealthy, like Ed Milet, you know, super well. Listen, some of these people made it prior to the internet.
Yeah.
And then made it prior to social media. So I really respect those guys that go, all right, let me rewind. Let me go back and really try to, like, almost like a Star Wars approach. I don't know. Like, they keep working back. I've never seen a Star Wars. Don't hate on me. I've never seen one of them. But don't they go backwards?
Will has never seen it. Can we talk real quick?
You were homeschooled. I was the star quarterback. I never watched nerdy shit. It's fucking simple.
Star Wars. Holy crap. Holy
He's
crap.
He's such a bully. Listen. Stay on track here, bully. But they go backwards, don't they? Something like that. So I think, you know, I have some respect for some of these guys that take the time to go, hey, you know what? I'm super successful now that the social media thing exists and I've got time for it. And all you're seeing is my big ass house and my boat and all this stuff and my kids that are spoiled and whatever. But I really respect those guys that try to take the effort to rewind as best as they can to just try to give some context to, hey, I'm here now, and unfortunately, this technology wasn't around. I just couldn't show you what I did back then, you know, but trying to, I really respect it. And I just wish that would give more people context of, like, hey, if you're going to do this, there is a certain level of respect for yourself. And there's a certain level of respect to, you know, who you're really trying to help. If you're trying to help someone with that process of just being honest and just documenting. And, you know, I think about my kids, you know, I love when we get comments on social media, and I love when we get, you know, hey, encouragements and this. And I do. I love it, man. And, you know, and I was listening to Tosh's podcast one time, and he's like, hey, you know, like, my kids are going to listen to this one day. And hey, that's cool.
Yeah,
right. And I'm like, yeah, that is cool. And it gives you more perspective, and it helps with the hard days, and it gives you just good perspective and thought process on, like, why you're doing it in the first place. And out of everyone in the audience, like, who does it matter to? And, like, man, like, you know, my grandpa, pretty decorated, couple silver stars, bronze star, World War II, just a bad dude, pretty much like me. You know, I'm pretty much my grandpa. I'd like to think so. Probably, you know, that's, he's true, probably though, a lot better than me, but maybe he'd be proud of me if he was here. But, man, so he passed away when I was 6 or 7. I remember my dad going to the funeral in Oklahoma and whatnot, and you know, we couldn't afford to go. Yeah. But even if I went, man, I'm 6 or 7. Bottom line was, I met the guy, I think, twice in my life. And holy crap, if social media, right, and internet and all this stuff was around back then, just imagine watching our dude. Grandpas talk shit, could man. You, got a dip in their mouth on the porch, doing whatever the hell they're doing. But wouldn't it be cool just to see that? So I really, you know, when Tosh said that, because I can't take credit for that thought process, but I've really tried to hold on to it. And just thinking about what our kids are going to be able to go back, and maybe they're just laughing at it and it's funny, but look, man, we're not going to be here one day. And maybe our kids, if they're missing dad, you can go watch my
they're
going to
laugh at it at first.
And here's the deal. Yeah. Hey, listen, our kids are watching right now, but we're dead.
Yeah.
Understand that? So, hey, Cash, Chloe, I love you. You're my kids. I love you. I'm glad you're listening. And they're going to hold on to these one day. And we got people like Fat that are making that. Like, these are moments that, fortunately for us, man, they get a stick.
And everyone's got the capability to do
Or my
that.
Grandson. Right. And everyone has a capability. You're right. So I think perspective, like we say all the time, perspective of what you're doing and why you're doing it and how you're doing it, and just understanding your audience. Yeah. Like, who's your audience? Who really matters? Of course, we want to influence as many people as possible and crush and conquer Denver and beyond. And true. Well, at the end of the day, sorry, I'm really good at cutting off today. The end of the day, letting my children see this one day when I'm not here and they're missing dad one day, and maybe they're 50 years old, whatever it is. Maybe they'll be 100 by the time I die. I know stealth sims are awesome. Who knows? But they're missing dad one day. They can turn this on. Or my grandkids, you know, like Cash is telling his kids, or, you know, Chloe's telling her kids, like, how badass grandpa was or whatever. And you know, they knew me for a little while. But now, as they get older, if they want to go see their grandpa, hi.
Yeah.
It's going to be there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
Wow. Yeah. So when you start thinking like that, you're like, hey, man, I don't have a choice.
Yes.
If I want that to be possible, I don't have a choice but to just document every single thing I think I can. Mm-hmm. Like, that is to the best of my ability to just give them that one day and just give them as much as I can every day, because I want them to have every day, you know? And then it gives you perspective on why you're doing it. And when you're thinking about your kids, I don't want Cash to see me next to an airplane. I'm not even sure if I'd ever buy a fucking airplane. I don't know. I don't need what are those called, Fat? C7? S7? What's that?
What
are those called?
G7.
Yeah.
G. Yeah, it's G.
I have no idea.
Yeah, those fancy planes. I'm flying in my
G6. G6. Yeah, G.
G6. What's that song?
G6, like G7. G6. Yeah.
Like a G6. Like whatever. Listen, I don't even know if I'd ever have one. I'll probably have a truck. Anyway.
Probably have a truck.
But it is really cool to go, hey, you know, like, as our kids grow up, if we're well off and we're doing well, hey, clown, come here.
Yep.
Look at us here. Look at us here. Like, hey, I'm not lying to you. I'm not trying to, you know, pat myself on the back and tell you how hard it was, because back in my day, like, no. Mm-hmm. Look, man, it just is what it is. And I want them to have some perspective on chasing, writing their own movie, chasing their own dreams, becoming an entrepreneur, whatever it is. I just want them to have a realistic, you know, understanding of what the hell all this is. And when you think of it from there, who you think's watching or not watching, or who you think's judging or not judging, giving honesty to my kids, listen, that's going to trump every single thing out there possible.
Yeah, bar none, dude. And imagine, you know, being the star of your own movie. Imagine being in a movie. Imagine being filmed and having a camera all the time. What I like with that is when you keep that mentality, man, it's going to make you think twice about the things that you do when you don't think you're being watched.
Interesting.
Right? You know, if you imagine, like, you're in a movie and you're like, right? Would I like this being filmed right now? Am I going to act different? Am I going to treat people differently? Am I going to do things that I wouldn't normally do if I imagine that I'm being filmed right now? Because essentially, you know the things that you do in private, man.
Yeah.
And I think if people kind of have that mentality, and that's really, really embracing the be a star of your own movie sort of concept, but it does need to go that deep, dude. And I think that's one thing that you're naturally really good at. You're your biggest critic, and I think most people out there are not. They're critical of everybody else, and they do not look back on themselves. But if you think, hey, if I had to watch myself on film right now, sleeping in until 9:30, fucking off work, right? Imagine Spider-Man, right? Yeah. And he kind of looks and he sees some dude getting his ass kicked, and he's like, I didn't get that much sleep last night. I'm just going to go home. Right? Like, that would not be a good movie, dude. By the way,
you
dude.
Keep mentioning Spider-Man. Is this your whole, like, homeschooled certain thing?
Do you, nah, Spider-Man's my least favorite, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he's who's my
your,
least favorite.
Who's your favorite?
Actually, I hated Spider-Man until the new kid that they got. I kind of like the new kid.
He does a great job.
Yeah, I like him. He's I like him. I hated like him every... Too. Tobey Maguire. Fuck Tobey Maguire.
Dude, Eli always gets more spunky on Fridays, huh? Fuck this and fuck that, and, right? Like, he, dude, I don't even think we're gonna make our meetings today. He's just gonna fuck him off. No, I, you're right, man. It makes you think about what you're doing a lot more, and it just gives you that integrity. And if you're gonna talk about it, you gotta be about it. And there's important pieces to that. But I think, again, so if my perspective is just my kids and my grandkids, like, that doesn't have to be yours. That's okay. But you gotta be resourceful enough when you're looking in. To just figure out, he's cutting me off again. He's got something good.
Could you imagine getting on Instagram, scrolling back a million years, and seeing your grandma twerking in the club or all her ass photos?
Hey, so some of you are writing pornos, dude, right? Some of you are writing pornos.
What genre movie are you writing here?
Well, listen, Eli, that's for them. And look, man.
It's a market for everybody.
As a grandma, they're like, yeah, hey, I rocked out my ass out. Yeah. It's all good. And... whatever it may be. And hey, listen, they can do whatever they choose, right? And at the end of the day, look, that's just something that they're going to have to answer to or answer questions to. And they might be completely okay with what they're doing. And I answer it like that because I don't have context on them. Mm-hmm. I know, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And from my perspective, I'm like, yeah, man, I don't want to be some man whore, half naked, like, what, like, you know, just doing that thing. Like, and as I get more shredded, I'll have a couple silly photos for myself. However, I definitely don't want to give a certain perspective on a consistent basis that's how I project myself. But yeah. At the end of the day, that's just me giving my thought process to a certain situation, right?
Right.
But folks that do that on Instagram and whatever they're doing, I'm not going to call it wrong. You know,
yeah,
like,
I know.
And here's the deal. It might just be a lot more socially acceptable over time because here's the deal, man. Look at me tatted up.
That's true.
Understand, like, back in the day, a guy might have had, like, a Navy tattoo. And if you didn't have, like, a Navy or Marine Corps tattoo, you didn't have them. Yeah. That's just what sailors and, like, Marines or Army guys did. And they were proud of being a part of World War II. That was their stamp. You had to respect it. But if it wasn't that, and it was a tattoo, you didn't see dudes just covered up from my experience and my understanding. You didn't see people just sleeved up. Mm-mm. Dude, you got teenagers. I've seen kids in high school with really good art, no gang shit appropriate, but they're 19 years old, tatted. Yeah, it's just so crazy. It's so much more socially acceptable.
Yeah.
So think of that.
That's true.
Instagram back in the day, my grandpa might have been like, hey, all you guys out there with your fucking tattoos on.
How's that going to look?
Look in 2019? Pretty badass. I'm like, dude, my grandpa had sleeves. Motherfucker. Hey, I had the coolest grandpa ever.
Right.
So again, this whole, like, putting your butt on Instagram and this and that, like, is it a big deal?
That might be on your business card.
Who knows? And look, at the end of the day, well, it's just a butt. Yeah. You're right. Europe's a little different than us. Like, it's just a butt. I don't know. Not my style. But again, it's really hard to speak to because, look, man, if they're okay with what they're doing and they're okay to own that and talk about it one day if they have to. Hey, man, and I'm all for it. And again, like, it's just about owning what you are. Yeah. And I'm making a joke about porno. I'm not condoning that. This isn't going to get into like a, well, we all watch porn. Let's not get fucking silly. But I'm not like, you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. It's just not my place to say or tell anyone else to do anything else.
Like, right. It's your own movie.
And you know what, dude? Let's be real. You got some porn stars out there that own it. They just own it.
Yep.
They are who they are, and they own it. And like, man, okay, maybe that's not my cup of tea, but you know what? You might still be my kind of people because you're just honest with who you are. You're open. You're up front. You've got no shame in what you're doing, and it is what it is versus, like, people that are hiding in the shadows. You know, like, I just – so I'm not – I'm trying to take the actual, like, topic of, like, porn out of it and just talk about what we think is socially acceptable and socially unacceptable. If – take that piece out and just go, like, hey – it's really hard. Like, I don't have to agree with someone, but it's really hard to fault or disrespect or anything towards someone that owns who they are versus someone that can't make a decision or they hide in the shadows or they're watching someone else be the, you know, the star of their own movie. They wait to see if, like, whatever that person is doing is working. Maybe it's like a, you know, a celebrity or a Gary Vee or someone else, well, whoever it is, or their friend, and they're waiting to see if something like that becomes successful. prior to them, and then they just duplicate it. So it's like, man, no, I don't condone certain behaviors. But if you take the behavior out of it that I'm questioning, and we just look at it as in someone just owning who they are, I got a hard time having a problem with that person. I'm gonna have a problem with what you're doing. And obviously, we're not talking about murder or something weird. Let's not get out of context here. You know, but I got a hard time like having a problem with you. I might not like what you're doing.
Well, and let's say you do. It doesn't change anything. Not every movie is for every person. Not every movie is for every person.
If I don't like what you're doing, like, hey, you know, porno is not appropriate. Like, dude,
yeah,
Will, shut your mouth. That is not your place. It shouldn't be.
Or it just doesn't matter. Yeah. Open your mouth, but it doesn't matter and it shouldn't change things.
And you're just not going to get me to do it.
Your movie's not going to be for every person, and that's okay.
Right.
Not every single person in the world is going to watch the damn Avengers.
Right. It should be okay for you first.
Right, right.
But again, it comes back to the accountability and, and hey, you're going to fail. Hey, this is going to be your fault if it's not working out. But guess what? Maybe that's the moment in the movie where you rise above.
That's right, man.
And you conquer all.
Let's talk about that.
But if you don't have the balls to do it, and, right, like, you have the safety sometimes of, well, this movie is for you. Nobody's watching.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And who you think is watching, you can just quietly give up and do something else, and then nobody cares. But, you know, you can hide in the shadows because maybe nobody is watching. So I think a lot, and this is, again, man, like we kind of come down to this a lot when it comes to these podcasts. Everything is starting to derive with you.
It is.
And where it starts, and your own integrity and your own self-worth and identity, and just really trying to hone in, like, what matters. And, dude, like, you and I guess we're kind of like co-starring.
Yeah.
We're like, we're the San Francisco couple.
Well,
next
dude,
door to the old couple.
And we each got our, you know what, we're like the Avengers again. The Avengers is working today.
You're going to call me Hulk.
Nah. Well, okay. You remember in the Avengers when, like, you know, a Hulk had his
own. Hold on. Are you talking about the new one? Because I haven't seen it yet.
No, me neither. Hulk has his own movie. The Hulk movies come out.
Yeah.
The Thor movies come out. All of a sudden you see Hulk and Thor in a movie together and you're like, hey.
Overlap.
That's where we're
at
right
now. And then the Avengers all come together.
That's where we're at right now.
Kick Thanos' ass.
Right.
No, it's cool. And you're right. You completely took me off track of what I wanted to talk about as far as, okay. So when we talk about, you know, like taking control of that and just not everybody's going to be around for it. Maybe people have family members that got to go. Maybe you got employees that got
to
go.
Sometimes some characters have to die.
Ha ha ha. Because we're not killing anybody. I love how I have to. Is this how it feels to be with me every day? Where you have to cover so people don't think I'm going to murder anyone?
Sometimes.
Hey, Eli Schmidt here.
Sometimes.
No, I get it. But here's the thing, man. Like, decisions that you have to make. Maybe the decision that we're having to make today on a specific one, right? Like, it might not be popular, but it's needed. And you know what? Someone else might have an opinion, and that's okay because we've got some intuition, we've got context of someone from start to finish, and it's necessary. And again, like, if we're writing that movie and we're in that portion right now where we're the rising star or the rising whatever, you got to protect everyone around you. It's needed. It's not always popular. So when you talk about leadership, when you talk about being a manager or a boss or being a leader, like I just mentioned, or owning a company or being the star of your own movie. You know, I got a tattoo right. Heavy lies a crown. That's this tattoo right here. Heavy lies a crown. Right? What? It's cool to be the star of your own movie, but those jewels, like that crown on your head, it gets fucking heavy, doesn't it? It gets real heavy. And you know what? The decisions that you're making are not always popular. They're not always easy. Sometimes you might have a problem with yourself because it's a hard one to make. And you want to find every reason not to make that one. But for the greater good, it is, right? Like, you've got to follow through with it. And everyone wants to be that king. Everyone wants to wear the crown in that shining moment. But not many want to bear the responsibility behind what it takes. Now, in Game of Thrones, that probably means killing somebody. We're not killing anybody. However, there are certain situations where it's not about the opinion of the masses or anything else. It's going to be about knowing what's best and making decisions. And the more intent, good intent you have behind something and the more integrity you have behind things, people follow. They appreciate your decisions. They support it. They follow it. And if for some reason people aren't, hey, there's going to be a day where you have to kind of handle that too. But the bottom line is with that tattoo and why it's so important to me was just responsibility around leadership in the Marine Corps, the responsibility to the community as a police officer, the responsibility as an owner, responsibility as a father, there's a lot of weight behind those to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to be a Marine or a cop or a dad. It's another to be a good one.
Mm.
And it's not always popular. And those decisions you're going to make, they're heavy, but they make you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, applying this back to like this, be the star of your own movie. You got to understand, like, this is where you can't just watch a movie and just, there's no, like, yeah, you kind of get emotionally happy or sad, but you don't feel because you're not invested.
Right.
But once you are that star of your own movie and you're moving in that direction, you're going to feel mm-hmm. every single moment, every single decision that you make, and they're heavy. And but the heavier they are, the stronger you get. And
yes.
That's why integrity and intent with everything you do, it matters so much, because decisions are hard enough. If you're going to let those decisions be flawed by low morale or low morals,
mm-hmm.
low integrity, conditional, giving favoritism,
mm-hmm.
you're in a whole nother shit sandwich, mm-hmm. because it's hard enough when you've got great morals and great integrity and a standard for everyone of proficiency and commitment to a team or to whatever you're doing. If you falter from that and you try to throw something else into that, like favoritism or you know, over sympathizing for a situation because people can't help themselves,
mm-hmm.
it's a muddy road. And now, you know what you just lost? Having a compass of consistent decision making that everybody adheres to.
Yeah.
And because if you start throwing, just like in police work, like when a criminal gets charged, you know, Eli Schmidt versus Ohio. Like, if I'm getting charged today in court for a certain crime and my crime was the same as your crime 6 years ago, right? They're going to look up your crime,
mm-hmm.
the totality of what happened and how you got punished. And they're not going to punish me more. They can't just over punish me.
Right.
It's got to be consistent with what people have gotten before.
Yeah.
And that's how courts, and I don't want to get political and courts are unfair and whatever. Fine. The ideology behind how that works is certain crimes, like whatever they are, like whatever apples to apples that they are, as best that they can, there should be similar punishment.
So it's like
keep it fair.
It's like a comparable in real estate.
Yeah,
this
man.
Like, if similar to this,
dude,
one.
Even go simple. If I pull you over in the city of Aurora for going 12 miles an hour over the speed limit, you should have the same ticket as someone that did the same thing.
Right.
Oh, but because you gave me attitude or whatever, I give you more. Not fair. Freedom
right.
of speech. Right. Like, so if the crime is the same, right? Like, you've got to address it the same, and that's why courts have so much just trial history, and why they go dig into those, mm-hmm. to make sure things are fair. Same thing when you're a leader or you're the star in your own movie and you have to get rid of people or you're bringing someone in, whatever you're doing, like, it's hard enough making those decisions. If you deter from a process, you're going to have a real hard time, because not only are you bearing that crown that's super heavy, mm-hmm. now you're questioning your own integrity. And that's a hard one to swallow, and you can't.
And you know what I think can help prevent that is, you know, when people are very aware and they're cautious of trying to write someone else's story,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if you start, you know, deviating on your integrity and, you know, your morals and stuff like that, what you're doing is you're making excuses for other people because you're spinning whatever situation in your head. And you're essentially starting to write someone else's story.
Right.
And you can't do that. And that's the same thing with keeping bad people in your life that shouldn't be there. You know, if you're starting to
but
affect other
cool.
people.
But they're cool.
Right.
They make a lot of money. They can introduce me to people. And you know what? If that person's not a good person, but maybe they're well off or they've got a high network of people, those high networks of people might have the same type of morals and integrity mm-hmm. that aren't good with this person.
Or you're just afraid of hurting someone's feelings.
Maybe.
You're trying to write their story for them when in reality, you could be the antagonist. You could be the villain that makes them accomplish something great in their own story.
Or maybe you're a coward.
Or that.
Hold on a minute. Yeah. Well, like, let's compare this to cheating. I'm going to get a little Friday on this today.
Okay.
You ever have like a friend that just, guy or girl, I'm not going to speak specifically, but I've had friends like this.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just know their partner's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to just, like, physically see it. I gotta see that dude smashing my chick before I think it's true.
Right, right, right.
But everything else has already said it. Like, what's holding you back? Like, why do you need that hard evidence mm-hmm. to walk in on that before you believe it? When, like, dude, you've seen everything. You know.
Yeah.
Is it your fear? Mm-hmm. Right? And then let's apply this to business. When, like, you know, like when the Jocko book came out, Extreme Ownership. Oh, everything's my fault. Even not firing, when someone's not responding to training, when someone's not doing their part with a commitment to a team, right? When someone's lacking their own integrity and you feel you've done everything you can, are you just going to continue to like blame yourself and like, well, it's my fault. I got to keep doing more. No, at some point you got to understand someone's not responding to training or their integrity isn't where it should be. And then there's some gray area. Hey, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. And you might want to bend a couple things right now to maybe buy yourself a little bit of time. I know what the fuck you're doing.
Right.
And there's no time for that. And the more I cowardly adhere to that, the more I'm sacrificing the team that is doing everything. And you've got to like sometimes remove that situation in order to move forward. So again, like that book is a great book.
It is.
And I'm glad Jocko came out with a second. Because when I listen to it on audio, I also come from a similar background of Jocko, right? With being attached to SOCOM for a little while and some other shit and just great leadership in the Marine Corps. I speak that language. So when I'm listening on audio to Extreme Ownership, I understand. I already understood the dichotomy about it. Most didn't. So then when he comes out with that book, The Dichotomy of Leadership, it really started addressing, hey, this also applies to the, you know, allowing your taking ownership of something. It cowardly allows you to not have to make a hard decision because it's real easy to just continually blame yourself and let some things fall on you versus actually being assertive and making decisions that make things better. And that's a hard decision.
Right.
But you got to make it. So it's important, man. It's super important. It's not easy. And I think a lot of this boils down to, you know, like when we're talking about writing your own movie or being the star of your own movie, writing your own book. There's a lot that comes to that.
There is. There is.
And if you're paying attention to everyone else and what everyone else is going to think, and you're not focused with your own integrity or just knowing if people in your life are just bullshitting, but you need hard proof. No, man, you know what they're doing. You're going to move forward and progressively get better, or are you going to keep adhering to excuses?
Well, dude, and it makes it so easy, man. And this is one thing that I think I'm great at is when those bad things happen, dude. All right, this happened. How am I going to use this to get better and stronger and learn something new? You have no other option. I mean, there's two things that can happen. When something bad happens to you, you let it defeat you and take you to a terrible place, or you accept it and rise above. And most people just are not good. They try and fight it, man, and it's just denial, and they just want to blame other people as if that's somehow going to make them feel better instead of just addressing the fact that, hey, this happened, can't change that. What can I control? My response to it and the things that I can learn from this and the things that I can overcome. And I think a lot of that just comes down to how people's brains are wired. Mm-hmm. Like when someone cuts me off in traffic and I mean, I think back to all the times that I've just been merging. Someone will honk at me. I'm like, holy shit, I did not even see that guy there at all for whatever reason, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what happens most of the case. So when someone cuts me off, my brain goes to, oh, he probably just didn't see me.
Yeah.
I'm alive. No one got hit. All good. Go about my day, right?
Yep.
Where, dude, so many fucking people, man, someone cuts them off and they think that person just held a damn gun to their head.
Yeah.
And they're flipping out and losing their shit and they're trying to seek revenge. I'm just like, hey, dude, he probably just didn't see you, man.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hard to tell. And my hard part is when people just don't do their part and you've got to address it. And then there's every excuse.
Same thing, though. This happened.
In the book.
And it's how like, am I going to handle it?
Like, so now I'm the bad guy?
Right.
Like, look, let's be real. You're not doing your part. Mm-hmm. But now you're putting me in an awkward situation where I've got to talk about this and just kind of like make this decision and I'll make it. But now I'm the bad guy versus just having some self-awareness and just understanding like, hey, maybe there's a better spot for you. But you didn't do your part. You know, and I think that's big. And I don't want to get super, super too long-winded on this. I know it's Friday. We're trying to keep this. We tried to just keep this to an hour today because we've got some other meetings to go to, and that's cool. But I also think that it's ironic that it is a day where we got to keep it to an hour and hit some other meetings because, one, hey, that's realistic. We've got other stuff to do in our day with work. But secondly, you know, as much as we talk about just like call it like you see it and the self-awareness and certain things, I also don't want to make this a two-hour podcast. I think this is a great 50-minute podcast of straight to the point, no bullshit. Are you going to write that book? Are you going to be a star in that own movie? And are you going to bear the responsibility behind it and take control of your situations? Or is everyone else a reason for falter? You know, if that's
is everyone else writing your story? Or on top of that, are you trying to write somebody else's story and you shouldn't be? Are you trying to save that guy and you're trying to change that guy who you know can be better and that's why you've been in this 10-year relationship?
Well, here's the deal. Are you making mistakes and you're making mistakes to the point where now other people have to like have that awkward conversation with you and it's their fault? Mm-hmm. Or, hey, should we really just have some self-awareness and be accountable?
Yes.
And if you're and here's my, I'm going to leave it at this. Mm-hmm. That this is the day where you're going to like, you know what? I got to like be the star of my own movie. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got to write my own book. Hey, I do want to be something for my grandkids and my kids. Or, hey, I do want to venture into to entrepreneurship. Or, hey, I already am. Or I'm already doing business, but I could do better and I could leverage content and do different things. Then let this be your day mm-hmm. where you stop bullshitting yourself. If you're not putting in the work, you got to have that conversation with you. Mm-hmm. And everything from this point on, as you write this book and as you're the star in this movie, everything from today on has to be on your shoulders, good and bad, mm-hmm. right? Good mm-hmm. days, bad days, fun days, the responsibility, the people you're going to have to let go or bring in, everything has to be on yours. And then one day you're going to be the one having those hard conversations with people and you got to stay the course. But again, it's ironic that we've got meetings today mm-hmm. and we're still trying to make sure we do a good job and commit to this and commit to our fans and commit to mm-hmm. our stories to get this done. But ironically, it's a great fit because this should not be a 2-hour conversation.
Right.
This should be a very matter of fact, straight to the point. Are you going to cowboy up and be accountable for everything that you do? Starting because if you're not, then don't be the star yet. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, put that pen down. Keep reading whatever you got to mm-hmm. read until mm-hmm. you can prepare yourself. But once that day hits, everything changes that day and you can't falter.
Yeah.
You just can't.
And my last point is, if you're going to be the star of your own movie, it's also safe to assume that everybody else is the star of their own movie. So if you expect those other people who are all starring in their own movie to care about your movie and to try and bring you up and make you the star and to provide for you and do this and this, you have to understand that everybody has their own problems. Everybody has real shit that they're going through. Everybody has real issues that they're dealing with and they're trying to star in their own movie. So A, like they're not going to be, don't expect other people to put you on and provide for you and care about you. And your friends, your good friends and family may listen to your problems and you can talk to them and vent and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, when they hang up that phone, they're trying to pay their bills. They're trying to provide for their family. And they really don't, I mean, they care, but they don't care that much about
you. They care, but there's other priorities.
Yes, yeah, so sure there's other priorities. So you have to take care of yourself and star in your own movie. Everybody else has to do the same.
100%, man. Right? And I really pray, man, and I hope that everyone surrounds themselves around good leadership and that can have conversations that aren't always so fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've definitely had them in my life and they're beneficial, man. They're not easy, but they're beneficial. But again, just leaving it at that. Like if you're gonna I'm gonna be the star of my own movie and hey, everything changes today and you can't go back. Mm-hmm. And if you're gonna write it, then you got to come full circle with everything that's needed in order to do that. Because if you bring baggage and you bring bad habits and things that got you where you're at in the first place into this, why would your movie be any different than what you've been doing in the shadows?
Right.
It won't.
Right.
Well, that being said, I say we say happy Friday. We get to these meetings.
Happy Friday, y'all. We'll see you in a couple days on Monday.
Yes, we will.
We're going to have a great weekend, guys.
And we got a good one. As always, we got another great one for you guys. Enjoy your Friday. Go write your shit out.